Darshak Sanghavi is a pediatrician and first-generation American. He values honesty, but he remembers a time when he was torn between his conscience and his family's culture and traditions from the old country.
As a children's doctor, I encourage parents to be honest with kids, even with the worst kinds of news, like telling a child he is dying. In modern Western medicine, we take it for granted that all individuals, even kids, should know as much as possible about their illnesses. I'd always hoped I'd followed my own advice with my loved ones, which brings me to my 14-year-old cousin Mehul and how I became part of a conspiracy to hide his fatal diagnosis from him. Some time ago, I visited my extended family in Bombay, where my mother had two names. Her parents called her Rama, but when she married, her mother-in-law hated the name and changed it to Rita. That was life in India, my mom said. You accepted paradoxes. So it didn't seem strange that we were traveling to India to see Mehul, who simultaneously knew and didn't know he was dying. Paradoxes are everywhere in the world's largest democracy. India is egalitarian, but far from equal. When an uncle once coordinated hospitals for the Bhopal gas disaster, he said the only time the rich and poor and the Hindus and Muslims gathered on par was in the mass graveyards. When we arrived in Bombay, Mehul didn't look well. My uncle took us aside and said he'd brought him to an Ayurvedic healer. "Your son has a weak heart, but I can help him," the healer told my uncle. Then the healer whispered to my uncle that Mehul was dying. I later visited this healer. The scent of ginger-laced chai filled his festive clinic. I joked with patients while his wife cooked coriander and potato curry. I couldn't believe I was enjoying myself in this clinic, where another uncle's brain cancer was once treated with dandelion extract. The medicines the healer gave didn't help Mehul's heart, although my frail cousin took them every day. He never once asked how serious his condition was. But my young cousin knew we had traveled thousands of miles to see him. His grandmother, who had renamed my mother, could not keep her eyes dry around him. And his harsh mother had become loving, a change only tragedy could prompt. Mehul was dying, that was certain. One afternoon, my father and I convinced our relatives to take him to the modern hospital. The doctors confirmed the heart was failing and recommended not telling Mehul, since a heart transplant, which might cure the problem, was out of economic reach. 2 weeks after my family returned to the United States, Mehul died. I had never discussed the diagnosis with Mehul. I didn't impose my Western medical values on Mehul's family. In the end, they believed they lifted a weight from a child's back and carried it for him. Today in my cardiology work in Boston, I still spend long periods describing diagnoses to parents and telling them to be honest with their kids. But I'll have to live with the paradox that not so long ago, I once chose to stay silent.
Darshak Sanghavi is a pediatrician who lives in Boston.